4chan fined by Ofcom for ignoring requests for online safety information. Ofcom keeps coming after 4chan. Now, I don't know. I don't know how many of you know this, right? But there are two websites online called 4chan and Kiwi Farms. And anytime anyone or any nation or any person or any institution or any establishment whatsoever has gone after any of these websites, 4chan and Kiwi Farms tends to win every single fucking time. Every single time they win. Right? They're invincible. Right? And I don't know why people keep attempting it. And you probably shouldn't, because they're fun places. Leave them alone. But anyway, the online forum has been fined £20,000 by the watchdog for breaching its information requests. And the information request is basically, give us the docs of this man that posted the N-word, blah, 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 like that stuff. That's probably what it is. Online forum 4chan has been fined £20,000 by Ofcom for ignoring requests to share information about the risk of illegal content on its platform as the watchdog raises pressures on the US firm to meet its online safety rules. So basically, the 4chan is based in the United States and they have, therefore have the First Amendment. But Ofcom is now trying to punish them for the naughty, naughty things that they're not allowed to do and say and everything. And basically, 4chan and Kiwi Farms did the same thing. They basically said, fuck off. Fuck off, we are not subject to your laws. And just like, that should have been it. I've been over this before. I've been over this before, where it's just like, they're not British and therefore not subject to British laws. I went on a whole spiel about it in the last video, which I'm not doing again. The communication regulator said 4chan failed to provide a copy of its illegal harms risk assessment or information relating to its qualifying worldwide revenue. Why is that Ofcom's business? How much do you make? Fuck off. Can you just start writing fuck off in emails? Just start writing fuck off in emails. Ofcom said it was therefore imposing a £20,000 penalty on 4chan for breaching its requirements. The watchdog will also impose a daily penalty of £100 a day for either 60 days or until 4chan provides it with the information it requires. Yeah, it's kind of like a mob. Like a mob boss. Bear in mind, Ofcom is a government entity. So basically, they're going to use like threats of violence or monetary penalties and all that type of stuff to force you to do what they want you to do. No different from the mafia. Suzanne Cater, Director of Enforcement at Ofcom, said, "Today sends a clear message that any service which flagrantly fails to engage with Ofcom and their duties under the Online Safety Act can expect to face robust enforcement action from an absolute paper tiger," because again, they are not UK-based companies and are therefore not subject to British laws. They're not. They can tell you to fuck off, and they will, and I hope they fucking do. New online safety protections for children and adults came into force on July 25th under the UK's Online Safety Act, which puts new duties on platforms to take down illegal and harmful content. In August, 4chan launched a legal case against Ofcom in the US over claims it attempted to censor the website, which it wasn't. Ofcom are censors. That's what a lot of people don't know. They're the media regulator. They tell you what you can and cannot post out there. That's what they are. They are the Ministry of Truth. Ofcom are the Ministry of Truth. In a legal complaint, representatives for the website said that the Online Safety Act was being used to target the free speech rights of American citizens, and the lawsuit, which in fact is, and the lawsuit aimed to restrain Ofcom's conduct and its continuing egregious violations of Americans' civil rights. Absolutely true. That is in fact what they are doing. It was like when that police chief went, "Oh, we're going to extradite Americans, like, for saying mean things about..." Like, shut up. Yeah, go on, send British police over there to deal with, like, Texans and people from Tennessee. And all that. Yeah, go over there and see how well that goes for you. When the swamp starts speaking Creole, like... Fucking calm down. It comes after the regulator began an investigation into 4chan in June after receiving complaints about illegal activity on the site. Now, that term, illegal activity, makes you go, oh, horrible, terrible, oh, illegal activity. Well, bear in mind, under like current laws in Britain, pretty much everything's illegal. For example, if I go online and call someone a cunt or something like that, that could be section 127, posting grossly offensive remarks online. Cunt isn't grossly offensive. Yeah, good luck convincing a judge that. Right, that's the problem. So much shit is illegal, but they go, oh, illegal things. And then this is the problem, is it's got to the point now where someone calls something illegal, you're like, yeah, but is it like good illegal or bad illegal? Like, that's the problem that we're having now. Illegal just used to mean, oh, this thing's objectively bad. Now the term illegal is open to a lot more nuance. Right, that's the problem when you start making everyday normal things illegal. Ofcom says that any service with links to the UK has duties to protect UK users under the new rules, regardless of where in the world it is based. Yeah, it's got a duty. We've decided you have a duty, and they can say, well, I've decided I don't. Go away. Again, Ofcom, you've got no regulatory authority over foreign companies whatsoever. You have no regulatory authority over foreign citizens. That's what borders are for. That's the fun thing about borders. That's where shitty laws end. Everybody says borders are a bad thing. No, borders are a good thing. Borders are a great thing because it's not just, you know, foreign invaders that want to rape your kids that it's protecting you from. It also protects you from the laws of retarded countries. That's why borders are a good thing. That's where their power ends. A border is the mark of the end of a certain type of power. Borders are a lot more important than a lot of lefties want you to believe. Technology Secretary Liz Kendall said the Online Safety Act is not just law, it's a lifeline. Shut up. No, it's not. Yeah, a lifeline for the government. Oh, great, we get to control what everybody can and cannot see and say online and everything. That's what it is. Because you were tired of everybody snitching on you and exposing all the horrible stuff that you're doing in the background. So you brought in this law so that you can control the flow of information. And if you control the flow of information, not only can you sway entire elections, but you can also rig things so that the people won't get too mad and rise up against you. That's why you control information. That's why every single dystopian country in history has controlled the flow of information. It's the country saying stop. Stop telling on us. Stop letting people ferment and like talk to each other and form little groups, because these groups are getting really big and it's starting to make us very nervous. Like, that's what they're worried about. Today we've seen it in action, holding platforms to account so that we can protect people across the UK. Services can no longer ignore illegal content like encouraging self-harm or suicide circulating online, which can devastate young lives and leave families shattered. And I absolutely agree. I don't believe that stuff should be online. However, freedom of speech, like, people are allowed to do that, but it's also your job to monitor what your children are doing online. Stop expecting the government to do it for you, because they do an awful fucking job of everything, right? So they're shit at literally everything, but you want them to raise your kids on your behalf, right? If that's the case, the next generation is fucking cooked. Next generation's fucking cooked. But still, when you say, oh, self-harm or suicide, you're like, oh yeah, no, that's terrible. I don't want children seeing stuff like that. That's not all it is. That's not all it is. It's everything down to offensive memes and certain political persuasions that people don't like very much. There's so much stuff included in the online harms bill. Like, see how they go, oh, they hate racism. Oh, you don't like racism. Do racism, racism. And that's the only thing that they'll show you in the law. Racism. Oh, you don't like racism, do you? Whoa, like that stuff. Like, they don't do that. They'll show you the racism part, but they'll, in the fine print, show you all the other shit that's banned as well on top of that. But they'll use the racism part as the poster boy. Because you're obviously against racism, aren't you? If you are, you're a loser, but I cannot. But anyway, services can know, I've just said that. This fine is a clear warning to those who fail to remove illegal content or protect children from harmful material. We fully back the regulator in taking action against all platforms that do not protect its users from the darkest corners of the internet. If you are concerned about your children seeing any terrible things online, then monitor their online behaviour. You are a parent. Start doing some parenting. Put down the Lambrini, get off the fucking couch, go onto your daughter or son's computer and make sure that they're not talking to some fucking 53-year-old. That's your job as a parent. That's your job. Your responsibility, not the government. I don't see why every single person in this nation's rights should be taken away because you fucking spunked up some stupid fucking woman at a house party and you're too lazy and fucking retarded to raise them properly. You're a lazy bastard. Why should all of our rights get taken away because you're a lazy bastard?